Good morning, all. Another day, another blessing. I wanted to talk about the space that I'm in today. It feels really great to me. I'm happy. I'm in a peaceful place. And although I may not have, the best past or thing that I've been through lately, I've learned that when I change my environment, that has actually given me a peace of mind, serenity, and just helped me be able to appreciate life a little more. I see so many things that I've never seen before because I have never lived in this state or this place, and so I'm appreciating things, small things now, where it was like the things before I didn't even pay attention to, I now appreciate. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I appreciate seeing, I watch the sunrise. And it's like, it's beautiful. And I watch the sunset, and it is amazing. And it's a little emotional for me because I sometimes, now that I see that, I'm trying to understand if my life is getting in order, because this is what God has wanted for me. And now he's showing me the beautiful things in life after I've weathered the storm. So, I don't know. It's really emotional for me because I am really in a good space. I can't really say that I'm happy right now. And I'm not happy because there's a man involved. I'm not happy because I have all this money. I'm happy because I found peace. Just being able to, laugh out loud or not have to worry about everything and just saying things, taking my time, not needing things to feel like I matter, not needing things and stuff and expensive things to actually feel like I'm important or like I am worthy or like I am great on this earth. I just, like, I was in a space where it was very toxic, and that's how people live. What you have determines your value. And I know, like, and that's not how I see people. And I didn't want, and I know that I'm different. I know that I'm different. I know that I'm special. And I knew this a long time on, since I was a younger girl. I knew this. I knew that I was gifted. I know that I am talented. I always knew that I was very much different. I've been blessed to see things that are, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it can be, I say this to one of my, someone that I know, since I was younger, we always talk about, the Gemini, joke about it, and say, but being a Gemini, you can see people's BS, or you can see right through them, their bullshit, and then you get to see things for what they actually are. Like, it's hard for someone to lead you on for a long time because you can see things for exactly what they are. And since I was a young girl, I always had a vision, a better vision. Let me not say a better vision. A vision of, I'm trying to find the right words. I always knew what I wanted, and I always painted a better picture than my circumstances. But don't get me wrong, I've always appreciated the place and the state that I've been in, but I always dreamt big, and I always had a vision of something more for myself. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, of wanting more for yourself, or because that's a part of life with growing. You're going to outgrow some things, and you should want different things and more. And more doesn't always mean more money, more expensive, more bigger, more big or bigger than it was. More just means, like, I think it's like experiencing life, seeing more, touching more, experiencing more than what you can just see in your around you. I've always thought about what was outside of the box, and not just what was in my area, like from what I could see, the town that I live in. I always thought outside of that area. And it's been great. I need some of you, some of my, I don't know what to call you guys, what to call us. But I think I would like to have some feedback from you. You could send me a message. I don't know how it works. If you send a voice message, I believe that's an option. You can send a voice message on what you would like to talk about, or we can discuss some things that's personal to you. We can talk about, but I won't mention your name or anything. Just an issue that may have come up to you, or if you just want someone to listen to, or a word of advice, I'm here for it. But I think that I just want that right now, because of where I've come from, what I've been through, my mission is kind of like to just help women and set women free. And I'm not saying take you out of your relationship or you're being held captive. I just mean, like, mentally. Sometimes as single moms, we have a responsibility to our children, and we don't want to let them down, and sometimes that becomes our life, and that's perfectly fine. But I also want to be able to build relationships with single women so that they have a place to talk, they have a place to laugh, they have a place to cry, because sometimes we just carry these emotions around with us, because we don't have the time or the place to break down. Like there's women who sacrifice their own social life so that, I know I did at a younger age for my son. My son played basketball, and I was a single mom. His dad was away and for some years of his life, and I sacrificed. I didn't go. My friends were traveling. My friends were going to parties. My friends were going to events. They were getting glammed up. They could go out and shop together at the mall, and I couldn't do it. It's not a regret. I don't have any regrets on it. I just understood that when I gave birth to that child, that became my world. And because his dad wasn't there, it was hard for me to trust anybody with my child. That was with my son or my daughter. I did what I had to do. But to me, it's always been a pleasure to be a mom. So that was never, like, even an option. Like, okay, oh, no, I can't go. I got to take my son to the game, or I need to be there for my daughter. I can't go. It was like, that wasn't even an option. Like, my friends had already known not to really ask me, because they know what I was doing. They know she over here taking care of kids. And that's all well and good. But I believe that we need, I think sometimes like a group or community of single moms is sometimes good, but positive. I can't do it. I can't do it, and I won't do it. I'm not going to be in a group with single moms or single women, or women, period, who are just given space to negative energy. Because negative energy, it takes me nowhere. I don't know, but it does not work for me. It takes me nowhere. It's not pleasing to my soul. It disrupts my peace. It does not do anything for me, negative energy. As soon as, if I am speaking positive energy and creating positive vibes, and you know there's good frequency in the room, as soon as someone gets negative, it kind of just like throws me off track. And to be honest with you, now I'm talking about negative stuff. Let me just tell you guys about a situation. I had a situation where when I was planning to move, I'm trying to think if I should really go into this. No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to leave it there. Like, I don't, I again, back to what me and a friend of mine, associate of mine was talking about as far as Gemini's go. We detect bad energy. We protect bullshit. We protect good vibes. Like, early on, I can detect good energy, bad vibes, bullshit, lies. It seems like I just have that. I don't know why Allah blessed me with it, but Allah blessed me with it. Like, I, early on, I'm not going to say as soon as I see somebody without having a conversation with them, no. But once that conversation starts to flow, like, my senses just, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, reading you. And it's not purposely, like, I'm not trying to reach somebody and knock them down. But I don't know. Maybe it's because the life that I had. Like, I've had such a life where I've had to I've had to be on my P's and Q's with people, because people try to come into your life and take your kindness for weakness. Or people try to come into your life to disrupt your peace. People come into your life to try to, they think they can take from you. And maybe that's why I'm like on point with that. But I'm not judgmental at all. I'm open. I love people. And especially my women. Like, I just feel like we are so amazingly powerful. We are so great, especially when we come together. We are great alone, but when we can join forces and come together, you have to understand, I believe that everything that happens that goes great, a woman is behind it, and I stand firm with that. When you go to a big, huge event and it turns out amazing, everything is done nice, it's on like every. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know there's been some craziness behind the scenes, but it's amazing. Somewhere along the line, a woman has something to do with that. But that, I mean, we're just, I don't know, I really appreciate women. I thank God for creating us, because we don't push to get credit for everything, yet most credit is due to us. We just do a lot of things, like, we hold it down, like, when sometimes, I know there's a lot of great dads out there, but there's some dads that can't come through all the time. It's some dads that don't come through all the time. And what do? We keep pushing. We keep pushing. No matter what, we wake up and we try that shit again. Rent could be late. You could be knowing you're going to get evicted in a few weeks. It doesn't matter. You get up every day. You cater to them kids. You take care of home and you do what you have to do. And you keep pushing. I would like some feedback, ladies. I don't know if you guys follow my page, but I do, I'm into creating products for women with natural hair. It's called Natty, we are just reclaiming the word and making it so that it's not such a negative, it's not a negative word anymore. Like, I always tell my son, like, my hair is nappy. And I really don't, I don't care too much about that. Like, it's not, I love my hair. I love it to death. You have no idea. Like, it's just, I don't know. I love it. But how many black children are constantly told that their hair is nappy? And that makes them, like, so that can tear down someone's whole entire self-esteem. It used to, but now I'm trying to embrace, I am embracing it, and we are making some magic with it. So we are doing some wonderful things at NAFI. Follow my page. It's at NAFI __. So it's at NAPPY __. We just released our hair growth for you, which is amazing. Buy it and try it, and you won't be disappointed. You will not buy it. You won't be disappointed. There's a link that's on our website. But I'm really, like, I want to help women with their businesses. I want to collaborate with women. I want to be able to reach out, go to schools where we have our black children are attending, and let's show them how beautiful they are, how beautiful their hair is, how beautiful their skin is. We have to promote this thing, self-love. I don't know, trying to think what's the next thing that I'll be talking about. I'll probably come, I would love to be able to come on here every morning and speak to you guys. I'm just trying to figure out, I don't want to bore you. I want to have some great content for you. And today was just my check-in to tell you how things are going with me. And oh my God, ladies, every time that I leave out of my podcast, I'm going to try to tell you guys something that I want you to do. Last time, I don't know what time it was, but it wasn't last time. I don't even recall. I can't even remember what it was last time. But this time, I want us to do something that is a little scary for us. But just do it. Do commit to one thing a week. I'm not even going to say one thing every week, because I don't even know if I commit to one thing every week. And I'm being honest, honey. I'm going to say, for this week, let's find one thing to do that will better your life, that you think betters your life, that brings you peace, that scares you a little, and that's it. That brings you peace, scares you a little, and is going to better your life. I don't care what it is. If it's something like you speaking up to someone to tell them, if it's something like you speaking up to someone to tell them that you don't want to you don't want to disrupt your peace with negative energy. If it's something that simple, just tell somebody that's being negative all the time, or that's putting you down, or that's not respecting your space, or that brings you negative vibes. Tell them, like, you don't want to be involved with anything that disrupts your peace. If it's something like, it can be something that small, or it can be something like putting in for a job that scares you a little bit. Apply to the job. Or it can be something like, anything. Just doing something that you want to do that scares you a little bit and that you don't know what the results are going to be, but you're doing it and you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. You understand what I'm saying? Like, with me, my thing was moving. I didn't know what was going to happen from there, but it's an amazing feeling. And also, like, I've done this repeatedly. I think it's becoming a habit where you do it once. I think it becomes a habit where you do it once and you realize it's a great space on the other side of that wall. When you try something that's scary, when you do something that you want to do, but you're a little afraid of it, and you know it's going to bring you peace on the other side. So once you do it, now you're not, it's easier to make those decisions now. But we're going to start with small ones. So even if it's telling somebody not to disrupt your peace, even if it's like telling someone that you work with that you don't want to engage in backbiting or talking about other people, or if it's a friend that wants to take you out all the time to this club that you don't really even like, just say, I don't like going there, and do what you want to do. Like, I know sometimes, like I mentioned before with my son, like, I know I don't like, that was never my forte to, like, be going to clubs and parties and stuff like that, so I didn't do it. But sometimes when I did it, sometimes I enjoyed myself, sometimes I wish I didn't go. But I think it's important to do what you want to do. Don't let people influence your decisions, and that's another one. Like, if you'd rather be doing, reading up or learning about a business or studying an entrepreneur that you want to get tips from, but instead your girlfriend says go to the mall and you say, okay, I'll go to the mall. Like, no. Say, nah, I have some other things that I want to take care of. Let's start doing little things to take care of us. Just do one thing this week. I don't know. We have single moms. I'm a single mom right now, and I'm living in my glory. I am making decisions, all the decisions for my household, and I am loving it. I am understanding that I am my child is going to look at me. I have a huge influence on my child, and I kind of like that because I can be the best version of me, let them see that, and watch how they bloom from that. So, getting back to that, like, let's pick single moms. Let's pick one thing that we're going to do this week that's all about us, and that's going to change us a little bit. One thing, say if you want to say no to something because you want to get up in the morning and meditate, or go to bed a little earlier because you want to meditate, start somewhere. Start somewhere. Just start somewhere. Like, just do something for yourself, okay? So until next time, I love you guys. Please continue to listen. I'm going to look more into finding out how I can get some feedback. I don't know if you can send me a message, but please follow my Instagram. I'll follow you guys back, too. If you send me a DM, like, hey, I listen to your podcast. I'm following you, Child, we can talk. I'm serious. Follow Instagram at Nappy, NAPPP, that's 3 P's. So it's at NAPPY _. And I'm going to find out how you guys can send me messages. I believe you can send voice messages. I don't know if there's another way to send a message, but I'm going to find out because I would like to interact with my girls, I would like to interact with you girls, with you women, and I would like to build relationships. So that's what I'm going to work on, and I want you to work on the things that bring you peace, that challenge you, that scare you, and that you something that you want. Okay? Enjoy your day. Be blessed. Remember, every day is a blessing. And I'll speak with you soon.